Let's do one on Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-S, first name Rafael, R-A-F-A-E-L. This is a 78-year-old gentleman who's being recertified for hospice because of end-stage Alzheimer dementia, period. End-stage vascular dementia, period. No, end-stage vascular dementia with behavior disturbances, period. Other comorbidities include gastroesophageal reflux, esophagitis, major depression, anxiety, aphasia, bedbound, nonverbal, bed confined, history of falls, also developed a stage 2 to 3 sacral decubitus ulcer, which he will never heal because of severe protein calorie malnutrition and unable to keep up with his protein needs, period. He's aphasic. He's eating very little. Definitely bed confined. Sleeping up to 20 to 22 hours a day, which is worsened. Lives with his wife at this time. Other family members are there to help. At times, he has respiratory distress with shallow breathing, a huge risk of aspiration. He has had multiple pneumonias and respiratory infections in the past period. He has a Foley catheter in place with a small amount of dark urine present. Period. He's definitely total care, bed and bound incontinence, KPS of 40%. Eating less than 20% of meals now, only mechanically soft and pureed diet. He's decreased appetite, his protein, calorie, malnutrition, worsening of the sacral wounds, and the fact that he's sleeping to 20 to 22 hours a day are all indicative of his worsening Alzheimer/vascular dementia. He's expected to live less than 6 months. Therefore, remains very much hospice appropriate. Thank you.